The Rancor's Brothel presents The Curse of Strahd.
I don't think there's any way we can resurrect him, is there?
Yeah, there is.
let's do that while he's out of the room.
Wait a minute.
Yes, I have one spell slot left.
Cool.
Yeah, we all put in money to buy diamonds so that I cast Revivify.
We did do that. That's funny. We won't tell until he gets back.
How quickly do you get to cast Revivify?
1 minute.
So is she gone?
I don't know.
We'll mostly say this for Pither's benefit, because he's standing right there. You hear a crackle, and a pop, and a boom, as you see a gargantuan thing step out of the mist.
Like, narratively gargantuan, or
no,
mechanically
it's,
gargantuan?
It's the thing I accidentally looked at.
You see what appears to be a hut on the base of a tall tree. And it is walking in your direction. Troy, you see roots come flying out of this thing and swing down right on top of your head. What's your AC?
17.
Two hits. 36 was the first hit.
Okay. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, wait, hold on. There's a number there. Sorry. 44 was the first hit.
F*** you.
Okay.
It's halved, though, yeah? You're still raging?
Yeah, so he didn't take 22 because it's just physical damage.
Still.
36 was the second root hit.
Okay, so I will use the Stone's Endurance on the first hit.
It's a half a half.
And Jeff, what's your AC?
18.
So you see two roots just stretch out 60 feet and just slap the shit out of Troy.
So I'm taking 11 off of the first hit.
Okay.
So 11 off of 30, off of 44.
Okay, so it'll be 33.
So
I need to have that.
16.
Yeah.
Yeah. You see with a third root, it picks up some sort of nearby literal boulder and hurls it at you for 20 damage.
So does the hut, look at that picture, is it like kind of open that you can see into it?
Yeah.
Your bless is gone.
Is?
He lost concentration.
Yeah. Is she in there?
No, you can't see her. The scarecrows come screaming up. He double moved to get to you, so that one doesn't do anything. The other two just really are trying to slow Pither down. Chances of them actually hitting you are probably slim, but we'll give it a shot. I rolled an 18 and a 20. So two hits from that one. One of them's a crit. I rolled another 20. So two crits and a hit. So five on the first hit. The first crit is seven. And the second crit is six. Not insignificant, but they are going to try and slow you down. It's now your turn, sir.
I might as well attack those guys.
Sure. You want to. If you want to.
26.
Oh, yeah.
For max damage, so that's 16.
What are you using?
The Spear of Destiny.
Okay. You hit it. You gouge it. Feathers come flying out. An arm falls off. It's a scarecrow. It doesn't seem to mind too much.
Same one, sure. For another hit. For 24. 25.
Yes.
For 15.
Take off a leg and you gut it open as you stab and tear and stab and tear. It's on its last leg, but it's still up. Unda.
A fire at the one on the end?
Sure. Fire at a scarecrow.
I don't fire first. Right?
Yeah, don't forget your spell.
Yeah, my spell is still active.
As a matter of fact, think about how that spell works.
Oh, I know.
You get the one that you hit and the ones around it.
Oh,
so
yeah,
if
I targeted the wrong one.
Yeah, target
well,
in okay. The middle.
I got two shots. Hang on. 7 plus 9 probably hits. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
They're scarecrows.
It has not been hit yet.
So. Oh, God.
Shoot. Four. So eight.
Are you hitting the one on the end?
Yeah.
Okay.
I need a dex saving throw from both of these.
Woo! Let's get that big old dex roll.
One on the left rolls a 20.
Passes.
One on the right rolls a 5.
Okay, so the one on the left takes half, the one on the right takes full of max damage.
Okay.
Okay. Second. You fire away. Pew, pew. What are you using, Hail of Thorns?
Yes.
Okay.
It lasts a minute.
So you strike one, thorns pop out, and strike the other. You're ping, 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 hitting through the canvas, and feathers are coming out.
Yep. So I'm now going to fire the one on the right in the middle.
Okay.
For my second shot.
Yep, go ahead.
14.
Hits.
Okay. 10 on this one.
Okay.
Dex saving throw again for both, for all three of these now.
One on the left rolls a 3, one in the middle rolls a 7, one on the right rolls a 9.
One.
Unda fires a second arrow, thorns rain down, they're scarecrows, you're puncturing the shit out of them. They're small constructs, they ain't got much on it. Davin.
One.
You are a ballsy son of a gun.
Why?
Because I think I know what you're doing.
I will use my action to take the dodge.
Okay.
And finish my movement.
Yep.
Go ahead and take your attack.
Oh, I thought you were going to dodge. Oh, you're just... never mind. I see what you're saying. Sorry. You didn't say disengage.
Nope. So he has disadvantage.
Yeah. Get that big old modifier there. He rolled not enough, I don't think. 14.
Nope. And my bonus action, I'm going to cast Spiritual Weapon.
Okay. Plop her down there. Troy, will you just move the house 15 feet forward?
It's a new castle coaster. That's great.
That's about the size of it. Okay.
I get to attack.
Well, go ahead and attack. You get to attack with the dodge action?
With the spiritual weapon.
Oh, sorry. With
the part of weapon. The casting.
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
That's a 16.
You hit.
For 12.
You call up your spiritual weapon. You puncture it. It's like hitting a pillow. Feathers come out. It seems mostly unfazed because it's, you know, it's an animated construct. The house moves forward ever so slowly. Now Jeff's in range.
Disadvantage.
It's not going to hit you first. Hit. So one limb reaches out and strikes Troy. Second limb hits Troy. Third one.
Oh, God.
23, I think, hits you.
On disadvantage?
Yeah. I rolled an 11.
You rolled.
It's got a plus 12 to hit?
Yes, it does. Yeah.
Jesus.
You rolled over 10 on both of those.
Okay.
Nothing important.
Nope.
First attack that hits Troy, 39 damage. Second attack that hits Troy, 22 damage. And the root that hits Davin, 35 damage. As these roots just hit like someone picked up the trunk of a giant tree and just smashes the shit out of you. I'll go ahead and take the Scarecrow's attacks on Troy. 15 doesn't hit. That's a crit fail. We'll move one closer to you, Davin.
This one?
No, just move that one around the corner. The others aren't going to be close enough to attack because of the muck. Nope. They all miss.
How tall is this thing?
Fairly tall. The Scarecrows just advance. Four of them, three of them dash towards Unda. One of them comes towards Pither. Two of them attack Pither. One attacks Davin. All misses, and then the other one runs up. It is now back to the top of the round. So, Pither.
15?
Are you trying to hit the Scarecrow?
Yeah.
Yep, the one you've already been hitting?
Yeah.
Yep, go ahead.
For 10?
This time you pierce through and you just pierce it through the head and whatever sort of glowing under the mask Scarecrow shit was going on stops and it drops to the ground.
95 temporary hit points.
Those would be useful.
Probably not. 11.
Yes. You hit.
Nice. They are
not very tough.
For 15.
Unda, it's your turn. You have scarecrows hobbling their way towards you.
I back off a bit.
Yep.
Fire this one so that I don't hit him with the hellfire. 13.
Hits.
Ooh, there is kind of one.
Those max.
I want to see what these guys are going to do first. They have to make a choice.
On that one. Yep. Dex saving throw for those two.
I'm sure they won't make it. 15.
DC 16.
So nope. Nope, neither one of them made it.
They take 5. Turn attack. That's a hit.
I think if Lucas had done something else, you would definitely be able to cut and run this turn.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Good.
I don't know what that would have done, so. 16 damage to one of the left.
I mean, I'm probably going to be down his next.
That second arrow
attack
burst him in the face.
Saving throw for that guy.
He rolled a 16.
He takes half. So he got my roll 3, so whatever half of that is.
I'll give you the benefit of the doubt, call 2.
Sure.
All right, so you fire again, just plugging away. I mean, they're basically practice dummies. And
yeah, no, I get it.
The hail of thorns just keeps popping, popping, popping. Devin.
Okay, see, my dilemma is I have one third level spell slot left.
Then I have dilemma aid.
I have two options, one of them which may be a really, really long shot, or I can save Matt.
You need to go for the long shot. You know you do. Saving me is stupid if the rest of them die. I'm cool. I'm playing Yahtzee.
Just be sure to shout Yahtzee when you get one.
Okay.
I'm invested in your Yahtzee game.
I don't know if it'll work or not. I'm going to cast a spell magic on the hut.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Matt. I was trying to get over
the fucking die. It has to roll the dice.
I know.
You don't get to click continue.
Yeah, you do, because we bought diamonds to cast Revivify.
You cast a spell.
Yeah. Oh, because you're out of spell slots.
Yeah. What? What's the DC?
Reanimate my shambling.
What do you mean?
What's the spell save DC for Dispel Magic?
That depends.
What is your standard spell save DC? 12, 15? It's usually like 8.
16.
Is it 16?
8 plus 3 plus 5.
Okay. It's a big question. You got about... We'll see. So, you throw Dispel Magic at it, and you see the thing shudder, and then... I almost think of this thing as anthropomorphic. It's like the house has eyes. It sort of turns and swivels and looks at you.
That is so not how dispel magic works.
That is how it is when you when you attack this construct.
Okay.
That is why I almost wanted to do that against the skull as well, because neither one of them just get dispelled. It specifically says if you target it with things like anti-magic or dispel, it rolls against your spell save DC.
Okay.
It was a long shot, but it was a solid idea.
Take your attack.
Yeah, no sh**, right? You want to get range. I get 2, don't I? Hit. The other one doesn't hit. It's not much. What is it? It's... So one of them reaches out and rakes you with some claws. I've lost my d4s. 6 damage.
Jeff, you look really upset.
Go ahead and move the house 15 feet closer.
It sucks when I have to make the choice. Do I save them or do I try something that might not work and it doesn't work?
This is true.
Yeah.
I meant it told you to.
I know you did. I appreciate that.
Huh? No, he said when we die now, if we reach a certain point, it's gone.
One hit on Troy. Critical miss on Jeff. And let's throw a rock at Lucas. Lucas hasn't taken any damage yet.
Are you doing?
Yes. Do you have... He can reach clear across the map or more. What's your AC? 16.
I don't have a shield up.
Okay. So, Troy gets slapped
16,
with one root.
Because I don't have a shield up.
A slap, a root swings at Davin and he manages to duck. And Unda looks up as a boulder the size of a small automobile flies past his head and just barely misses him. 31 damage.
I'm down.
Where were you at?
21. plus five? Temporary?
That's
31. Are you cutting them in half?
I forgot to half it.
I'm going to say, that's not...
Okay. So that's five.
Five's six. Gone, so 11.
Run.
The one is
going to... I'm backing out. Bucket.
That one swings on you? No. Your AC's like 18, right? 17, 18?
17.
Okay. They're rolling at a plus three. Lucas, will you move those two that were after Jeff 15 towards him?
Did you spiritual weapon attack last time?
Nope.
No, I completely forgot about it.
Does the spiritual weapon get attack of opportunity?
I don't believe so. Mm-hmm. One hit, Jeff. I rolled 219, so two hits. First hit is 6. Second hit is 8.
Down.
Okay. Yeah, why not? They're just trained to attack the closest thing.
So is this gone? Now you're unconscious?
Yeah, spiritual weapon should be gone.
It stays.
Really?
It's not concentration.
I guess it just sits there inert then.
Yep. I have to spend an action to guide it.
Pither, death saving throw.
He's alive.
Oh, sorry, you're alive.
Yeah, I'm alive.
Okay, Pither, please move.
Disengage, but the only thing that's going to keep you alive at this point.
If he disengages, he moves at half his speed, I believe.
Yep.
Should do that anyway.
But then he would move half of his half.
Yeah, if he double moves, then he can just take off.
If he double moves, he can take off and risk my attack not doing 11 damage. Which shouldn't happen.
Can I climb this thing?
I mean, yes.
Like Legolas it up an ollie fan?
Is that... So...
Could you climb into the house? Yes.
But I can't.
Do I like that idea? Yes. Yes, I do. I absolutely do. It's fantastic.
I don't think I have the movement. Because 5, 10, 15 gets me here.
Right. But if you wanted to all out sprint, I would give you an athletics roll to like dive into the house through a window or door.
Yeah.
Plus, if that's all you're doing, you get a double move.
Yeah, you're double moving.
Well, I just didn't know with the double move, can then I also climb it?
As part of your double move, I'm going to set the DC higher. I'm not going to give you disadvantage. I don't think it's that bad. Let me make my attack of opportunity first, because that'll happen first.
Yeah.
Let me double check, because that's close. And that might make a difference. 17 hits. It deals you 7 damage as you run away. So you're down to single digits?
Yep.
All right. Make me a really good athletics roll.
Advantage. You're raging. It's a strength check.
It is a strength check.
Mm-hmm.
Good thing you're here.
Does a 25 work?
So you take off running. You feel claws rake your back. You're getting blurred vision. You're getting dizzy. You leap up, dodge around these roots and stuff as the thing seems to climb and claw at you, and you bust your way into the hut. You're now inside said hut. So go ahead and put yourself inside the coaster there. Unda's watching this, probably going, what the f*** is going on? The hut is 15...
Like a bloody bathtub.
Will you let me read the description, please?
No, I'm dead.
I'm going to start, like, I'm going to get a cell phone dampener. So you don't get the reception in here. The hut is 15 feet on a side and packed with old furniture, including a wooden cot, a wicker cabinet, a slender wardrobe, a wooden table, a stool, a barrel-topped wooden chest reinforced with brass bands, and an iron tub stained with blood. In the middle of the room is a ghastly wooden crib with a small angelic child sitting in it. All the furnishings except the crib are bolted to the floor. Beneath the crib, green light seeps up through the cracks between the rotting floorboards.
Who knows?
Is this a living kid?
The kid just appears to be sat cross-legged and just regards you as you come in the room. So that's Pither.
Oh, fun!
Unda!
I'm just gonna drop... I'm gonna have to drop my bow and pull my battle axe because I'm too close to these guys.
You killed one last round, didn't you?
Yeah.
Take one step back, take the opportunity attack, and hit both of them with your spell.
Can I fire an arrow 10 feet without a disadvantage?
You can fire 5 feet. Well, yeah. That is without disadvantage.
Okay, fair enough. I guess I misread that. So then, yeah, one step back.
He rolls a 13.
Miss.
Fire away.
There you go.
This one?
Okay.
Has it been hit?
Yes. Yeah,
they've both been hit.
Okay.
That is 19 or 18.
Yep.
11 points.
That one falls down in a and is gone.
Dex saving throw on him.
I rolled a 4.
And so he takes a full of 8.
Okay.
Just fire an arrow at him.
Go ahead.
That's a natural 20. It's going to be overkill at this point.
Assuming that you have enough to kill him.
Well, it's 3d8 because it's those two.
No, it's 4.
Does that count with the Colossus die as well?
Just like sneak attack.
It should.
Okay. So 7.
13 total so far.
Plus 4 is 17.
Mm-hmm. Okie dokie. Davin, death saving throw.
That would be a fail.
Thank you, sir.
He has guidance.
Move the house 15 feet forward. Pither, you feel it shudder under your weight. It just rocks and tips and things clank about. But it seems like everything's kind of secured to the floor for just this very reason. How far away are you, Lucas? I think a 31 will hit.
Nope. You got disadvantage against me because I like nature.
Oh, is that so? Well, this
is a tree.
This is a construct, and it doesn't give a f*** about nature. No. 27 points of damage as a giant boulder comes flying across the muck and just pummels you.
Ouch, kabibble.
13 doesn't hit.
Nope.
Can you just move them all this way in a straight line towards Lucas 30 feet? As the scarecrows take off across the field, tearing towards Unda. Pither, I'm very excited. What are you going to do? You're inside the house. You know what?
I'm lethal weapon style, willing you to do something.
I would like you... That's, yeah, that,
but it's,
I mean,
so against his character!
It is, but I do it.
What do I want you to roll? I want you to roll and see how wise you are. I need a wisdom-based roll. Do you have any wisdom-based rolls with modifiers that seem clever?
Survival?
No.
Animal handling?
No.
Perception?
If we've got nothing else, we can go with that, but I really would like something else.
I mean, there's only thing left is insight or medicine.
We'll go with perception. Medicine. That's fair.
As far as wisdom is concerned.
Medicine. You know that the bark.
21.
Okay. Nicely done. That child looks really familiar. Like, really familiar. As you look at the child a little bit more, you're like, the hairline, the jawline, the facial structure. That is about an 18-month-old Strahd. I won't make you roll a will saving throw at this point because it just seems... fair. Let me check one other thing.
You don't have any potions on you or anything, do you?
I have youth, laughter, and mother's milk.
Oh, Luke.
Give the baby mother's milk.
Oh my god.
That's not a bad idea, actually. I mean, I don't know what it does.
Just give it use.
Roll me an investigation.
That, stab it in the damn baby throat.
Actually, roll with advantage.
15?
Okay.
Roll 2 14s.
Alright.
Not good enough?
Nope. Let me check one other thing, but no. I don't believe it is.
This thing looks like Strahd, yet. Oh, God.
To anyone out here who's judging how I run these things, this is fun, so shut up.
No, this is great. F*** you, but this is great.
F*** the rules. Let's play.
Oh, like, does the child, is angelic, I'm like,
it just like how Da Vinci painted cherubs, like, okay, just that's rosy what, cheeks.
That's what I'm trying to get at.
It's not glowing with light or something.
Yeah, no, not
that's what I was, yeah, I didn't
it's
know if
just
this was
like, it's just like
a smiling baby and not like, this looks like Strahd, but it's still saying f*** you in his face.
No, think Damien from The Omen. When Damien smiles, and everyone's like, oh, he's so cute, and you're like, no.
I'm almost dead. Two guys are down.
You don't know anything about me.
I don't give a f*** about the Vistani.
That, and you didn't see me get hit or anything, so.
Vishnani gives a f*** about you. This one does.
Open your heart and let him in.
Yeah, I'm gonna take a stab at the kid.
Okay.
Yes, you are.
Roll tech.
What does an 11 do?
It's an unarmored baby, right?
So, you... Yeah, that's great.
Can he just coup de grace it?
You roll me a will saving throw.
Inspiration.
I do have an inspiration.
Roll me a will saving throw.
Wisdom?
Yeah, wisdom saving throw.
14.
Yeah, you can stab a baby. You, it's not so against your morals that you can do it.
I'm going to do it. It's inspiration for a 20.
You turn the spear over and you just... You kind of have to psych yourself up. So you're... and you thrust... And you feel nothing. And as you thrust, the blade seems to go right through the kid's left eye and out the back of his head, and he just disappears.
Cool.
And the house comes crashing to the ground?
Oh, no. No. It's still f***ing right in Murder Lucas. No. So we'll call that your turn. Yeah, Unda.
I'm going to keep moving 15 feet back because it's helping me with that thing. So I'm off the map now.
Mm-hmm. Opportunity attack. It hits.
It does hit.
For 7 damage. Oh, at this point...
Gone,
yeah, go ahead. That's fine.
Stop skipping me.
Listen.
I'm important.
So you're going to shoot the guy. The guy's going to die.
As long as
right,
I hit him.
But is he just protecting the scene?
Make me an athletics roll.
Athletics?
Yeah. Forget that die roll. Make me an athletics roll.
How much more farther can he back the fence?
Damn it. Exactly.
Oh.
17 plus 5.
So you back up and are sort of like dodging claws, and you suddenly, you forgot about the fence line, but you happen to hit it with your back and kind of just push, and now you're on the other side.
Okay. Can I attack now?
Yes, you may attack.
18.
Try to figure out where the life is on that.
15.
Okay.
Still up?
No.
Okay.
That one explodes.
Then I will turn and hit this one.
Sure.
9, 10, 11, 12.
Hits.
11.
Okay.
Dex saving throw for both, please.
As you fire another bit of the hail of arrows, one makes a 14, the other one makes an 18.
So...
Yep. Roll damage. I got you.
That's a 6.
Okay. Okay. So it's going to throw a rock at you.
That's a great one.
It did. 13. Nope. This one gets lobbed well over your head. You easily duck it.
Okay.
Sorry, Davin. You need to make a death saving throw. Forgot about that.
That is another fail.
Can you use an inspiration on death saving throws?
Yep.
Yes, you can.
He's holding on to it. Hither, I believe you were having some consternation of exactly what you should do.
Yeah. There's a glowing in the floorboards?
There is, and I quote, "Beneath the crib, green light seeps up through cracks between rotting floorboards."
Yeah, I want to try to get through the floorboards.
Okay. How would you like to do that? Do you want to deal damage, or you also feel like you could just rip the boards apart?
Yes. Well, just bare hands.
Okay, so you're going to try and just tear the boards apart. I'm just asking, because you can either bend down and tear the board. It's two different DCs.
Right.
It's either tear the boards apart, or deal enough damage to smash through them.
Right. But,
okay. I will tell you the DC is a strength check.
Yeah, let's go with the strength check. I got
the advantage or not.
Yeah.
Okay.
21.
So you reach down, you knock over the crib, which, as you hit the crib, it also seems to just puff into nothing. So you swing through, what the f*** is going on in this place? You bend down with both hands, put them in between the cracks of the board, and you pull. And as you pull, the boards just shatter into pieces. And below you, you see a very familiar glowing object, about yay big, the size of a pine cone. What would you like to do?
I grab it.
Roll me a dexterity saving throw.
12.
As you bend down and you reach for it, the shards that you saw suddenly become an open maw, and they bite down on you. They bite down on your arm as it goes in. 8 points of damage. And you lurch back in pain. As you're... I'm not going to say it takes your hand off, but it... It wants to. But you see that gem. That gem Corvus was willing to die for. Unda.
Second verse, seventh verse.
Okay, you don't get any op attack, but you move back there now. You're moving back 5, 10, 15?
Yeah, it gets me away from that thing.
Yes, but it's always going to move 15, so the distance doesn't change. The distance now is 10. You're now running across the open expanse. You hear the water rushing beside you. A quick glance, it looks like somebody's watching you from with a bull lantern.
I want to fire an arrow. I kind of want to fire an arrow at the actual thing and see if I can entangle it. That's something I didn't try earlier.
Can if you want, assuming you can shoot that far. Yeah, you're at like 70 feet, so yeah. You can shoot that far.
Let's do that. Why the hell not? 18 plus 9 hit.
Do you have any successes?
You hit.
No.
12.
You let loose with an arrow and you see it thunk in the side of the house.
Right, and my bonus action is to use Ensnaring Strike.
Okay, what were you saying about oversized things?
Okay, so strength, saving throw, 16.
Holy
okay. An automatic success.
And it gets an advantage
on the saving throw.
It's an automatic success.
Yeah, it passes.
Yep.
You sprout up and it tries to ensnare it and the thing just keeps moving through it.
Okay, I get a second attack. I can do it again. 13 hit.
Nice. Your arrow flies in one window and out the other.
What the?
What your head?
Pither hears a whoosh. All right, Davin.
You want to go get drunk if you lose?
You. I'll burn the inspiration.
Yeah.
Cast guidance.
Mother. You can't cast guidance. You
know. Okay.
Can you not? You can't move your weapon either.
Getting exciting. Throw a rock at old Lucas here. 22 will hit.
Sure will.
It'll play this game all day long. It likes this game.
Nope. It'll probably play it 3 more times. I guess.
31 damage.
Oh my god.
Let's be at 2.
Sorry, I'll play it 1 more time.
They come running up.
Oh no, it won't play anymore.
14 doesn't hit?
Nope.
12 doesn't hit?
Nope.
18 hits?
Yeah.
15 hit?
No.
Okay, one hit. 2d4 plus 1.
I've got one other play, maybe.
And that is 5 damage.
Down.
Pither.
Is it feasible that I can maybe dislodge this thing without being attacked?
I like the idea.
Were these are just thorns?
It sort of created a mouth out of nowhere, sort of Necronomicon style.
Feed me, Seymour.
I like the idea enough, I'll give you a shot at it. What are you going to use? Nothing in the book says that it's possible, but I don't care. I like it. It's clever.
Inspiration.
I don't have it. I burnt it on stabbing a non-existent child.
You get one.
I'm giving you inspiration.
No.
You have an inspiration?
I do.
You can give him an inspiration.
I'm giving it to him.
Okay. I have an inspiration. Stop grabbing a damn pen.
Lucas, have another inspiration.
Sweet.
For your possibly dead character.
Hey, I got 3 death saving throws to make. And
so,
what are you going to do exactly?
Wait, one of these motherfuckers could give me their inspiration when I quit failing the f***ing...
Yes.
Oh. Okay. Continue.
I'm going to just try to, like, knock it out with the spear.
Okay.
It wasn't an easy decision.
I will give you a... I'll give you a dex check.
11.
Jab down, and it... Yeah, sure. Why not? It doesn't say I can do this either, but I like the imagery of it. You jab down, and you hit the thing, and you start to dislodge it, and then the teeth just kind of... and just pull the spear down inside the maw.
No strength check to...
Sure, I'll give you strength.
Rust a little
bit? I'll give you a strength... You know what? Opposed strength checks. How's that sound?
With the house.
It has a score.
Yeah.
I'll play that game.
It's a high score.
It is a very high score.
You got it.
Maybe. What'd you roll?
I roll 2 sixes, which add 4 to that. Is a 10.
The house rolled a 15. It pulls it away from you. If it had been a javelin, I would have just said it broke it in half. But since it's magical, I'm going to say it probably can't break it in half. All right. We'll just go with death saving throws until it comes to Troy's turn again. So, Unda first, and then Jeff. There's a pass. Next turn, Jeff's one way or the other. Holy shit. Okay, your turn.
I'm going to pull out a javelin and stab it.
Stab.
Stab the seed.
Okay, you can't possibly... You can't possibly miss. Treat it as a crit. Roll damage.
6, 10, 12.
Just want to see if there are any rules in the book. Because we're playing with stuff. We're out on our own now. We're just playing games.
We're off the grid.
We are absolutely off the grid. Is that really all the more damage you did with a crit?
With a javelin.
Oh, with a javelin. Oh, I forgot. It took your...
How'd you forget? It just did that.
Because I'm too busy making up out of my ass at the moment to just see what happens.
I need to show you what I make out of my ass.
Yeah, I don't want to see it. Holy lord. That is the official rule, just FYI.
What?
I've been looking to see, because you used to be able to destroy certain things. The book has no mention that I can find in searching the relevant chapters of being able to destroy it. So I went to look and see the magic weapon chapter, or the magic item chapter in the book. It says, most magic items are objects of extraordinary artisanship. Thanks to a combination of careful crafting and magical reinforcement, a magic item is at least as durable as a non-magical item of its kind. Most magic items, other than potions and scrolls, have resistance to all damage. Artifacts are practically indestructible, requiring extraordinary measures to destroy.
Okay.
So... based on that, I don't think you can destroy it. However, I do think you can probably do that. Considering the book says that an adventurer can reach down and just pick it up, you can certainly dislodge it. So when you see it dislodged, what would be your action?
I'm using whatever weapon I can to retrieve it, bat it up. Into the house. I cannot afford to be hit, so reaching down with my own hand is not an option.
Sure. We'll say make me... The danger here is not that you won't ever do it. The danger here is that people are dying outside.
Yeah.
So we will just say make me a dex saving throw.
12.
So you dislodge it, and it kind of bounces up, but the teeth come up and bend your javelin and kind of keep it in. You get it dislodged and you kind of flip, but it doesn't actually come out. And the teeth kind of keep it in and it kind of chomps on your javelin. So you now are holding half of a javelin.
Okay.
Unda, death saving throw. Jeff.
This is for all the beans. Davin's alive.
Davin rolls a 19. Davin stabilizes on his own.
Very last moment.
Yep.
My heart's beating, I'm not gonna lie.
We will go back to Pither. You now have half of a javelin.
What are javelins made out of?
Wood.
Oh, okay.
I've got two more.
Go ahead, roll damage again. See if you get any. What's the max damage you could do? What was 12?
The max damage I can do with a javelin?
Yeah.
Is...
Now, are you using it two-handed? Is it versatile?
No.
Okay.
The max damage I can do is 12.
12 was max damage?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, with a crit, it's 12, 16, 18.
Okay. Go ahead and roll your crit again with your second javelin strike. You now see when the maw opens that where before it was seated, it's kind of now rolling around inside the chamber. You see your blood spear down there somewhere.
7 plus 6 is 13.
Okay, so slightly better strike. Dex roll. Smash, another javelin is snapped in half.
Start picking things out of the house.
Throw that tub in there.
It's just bouncing around in there. You're stabilized, I don't have to worry about you.
Pick up the tub and scoop it.
Lucas. Death saving throw.
Oh. Hey, dice. Oh.
14. Lucas has 2 passes, 1 failure. Chomp, 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 chomp.
I got another javelin. I'm really pissed off now.
Oh!
Well, that's good. 8 damage.
Now that it's dislodged and moving about, it's kind of a crapshoot. So you obviously hit it. You didn't hit it well. Call over under.
Over.
I rolled under. Roll your dex with disadvantage. Because you stab, it moves, you're like, I got it.
8.
Okay. Chomp, chomp, chomp. Lucas?
Oh, yeah.
Success.
Okay, so we don't have to worry about anyone else right now. You have stabilized on your own. You have stabilized on your own. Matt's still dead. What would you like to do, Troy?
Will a hand axe give me enough distance to not incur an attack?
Matt has left a parting note on the table.
Could you chop the hole bigger so it can't bite you?
I would give you a shot at it. Give me, actually, I want an idea roll. Give me a wisdom check. Because I've thought of a fun idea.
Crit 22.
We can do that early.
Stick your javelin in.
I don't have any more.
Well, you still have half a javelin. Okay. It only bites off half of it. Stick your javelin in or stick something else in and then smash it with your axe when the teeth close.
Okay. Let's do that. So what do I need to roll?
Just roll an attack. Okay. Can you hit the house?
Yes.
Oh my f-ing God.
What'd you roll?
Put my shoes on.
Did you roll a 1?
Yeah.
You have any inspiration?
I have one. I have an inspiration. Yes.
I would recommend you use it.
Yeah. What am I adding to this now? 13.
Okay. You drop the javelin in, the teeth chomp down, you swing, and you smash the teeth with the axe. What axe are you using?
My great axe.
You have the axe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I was going to say, I was going to give you all kinds of points, but just go ahead and roll extra roll damage.
I can't use that axe.
It doesn't like you.
He is unpure.
17.
You smash the teeth. As you smash the teeth, you see that, like, more are starting to form already.
Grab it quick.
They can grab it.
I mean,
let it gum you.
Yeah, well, like, I have 4 hit points.
Yeah. What else
from
you gonna do?
I got. Yeah, I'm gonna try to, like, not even try to grab it, but like swat it out.
Roll me a check.
Damn it! Don't use that.
Is it different if I just try to grab it?
Yes, I would make the check different. What would you like to do?
I'll grab it.
Okay, roll.
13.
You reach in and get a hold of it and pull. And as you pull this gem out, the teeth haven't quite formed. They smash on your arm. But you pull it out. And as you pull it out... How much are you at again?
I'm at 4.
Oh, he just rolled 5?
Yeah, but he's going to take half of it.
Okay.
The house suddenly just collapses. And you fall, smack your head against the tub, take 5 points of damage, which to you takes you to 1. And you are laying there.
Takes me to 2.
That's fair. Takes you to 2.
Just go with 2.
And you stand there holding the gem, and the house is not moving.
Okay. The house is down. There's two f***ing guys out there.
They're technically 3, yes. What would you like to do?
I have a crossbow. Nope.
What's your modifier with your crossbow?
It's with the rage, it's a +4.
So you're rolling D10, a +4.
D10 +4.
What's range?
100.
Yeah. Just on average alone, Lucas is only 1 shot away from hitting these guys. You're going to get like 8 attacks against them. Mathematically speaking, you're going to take those 2 guys out. If you'd like to roll them, we can. For shits and giggles. Just roll me 8 attacks.
Attacks?
Yeah, just roll your d20 8 times. So you had 7 out of 8 successes and a crit. I just think mathematically there's no way that they can survive.
Cool.
So you pull out like f***ing Sniper Magoo and just do, and they go down in a hail of arrows.
So there's nobody left. But I can...
Nope, you don't see anyone. Unfortunately, now a minute has more than gone by, Matt.
I don't have any more spell slots.
Oh.
Yeah.
I could either try the dispel magic or I could save him.
Gotcha.
You
wander out into the muck, obviously. Or are you going to rest?
I don't know that they're okay.
You wouldn't. I would assume you would go out and check on them.
But there's a chest in here, too.
That could be trapped.
Yeah. It's true.
So rest, then open it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm going to go out and check on my guys.
Okay. You find that these two have sustained themselves. Corvus, actually, I believe you sustained him, right? So his death didn't happen. So the only corpse we find is the monk.
Okay. I will pick them up and drag them into the hut.
Okay.
All four of them.
Okay. No, that's easily done. You actually,
Now that they're sustained, is it just like a rest? Like a rest will give them? How does that work?
Yes.
Do I need to do anything?
If there's no potion or magical healing involved, they will heal over an amount of time. It's usually several hours.
1d4 hours.
Yeah. So I'll just roll that right now. We may need to make note of this. You'll recover in an hour, Jeff. Lucas, you're going to be 4 hours.
Yeah.
And Corvus is an hour.
Okay. So
Blindy Magoo and the cleric will be up in an hour.
Okay.
So you could take an hour if you want.
An hour rest.
About half hour into your hour.
Splash, 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 splash.
No, there's a bit of a... You hear the flutter of wings. And you hear someone approach the door.
Can we say that I've retrieved my spear?
Sure.
I mean, yeah, I'm ready in action.
You hear a somewhat familiar voice say, hello?
Somewhat familiar.
Yeah.
Female?
Yes.
The lady from
earlier.
Come on in.
And she looks into this and just goes, oh, gods. Oh, morning, Lord, preserve us. Did you do it?
I don't know. She's not here. She was a swarm of bees, and then she wasn't. So, I don't know her capabilities, technically. Strahd could have teleported her to Timbuktu, for all I know.
She says, you should see something.
Okay.
And she sort of indicates that you should walk over there.
Walk over?
About 50, 60 feet in the northeasterly direction.
Oh, like get out and walk?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you walk over there, and she points to a corpse, and she rolls it over, and it's the Baba Lasaga. I don't know if this kills her. How soon till your fellows recover? Do you have any sort of healing abilities whatsoever?
I don't, but I don't know that they'll be up, I guess. So.
I have a potion on me.
Yeah, I think some of my fallen comrades might have a healing potion.
Do you want to use potion? She's recommending that you guys get the f*** out. So she's like, we can build sleds. I can go for help. But at this point, it's getting to be nighttime. She's like, we should get out of here. I assume you killed her, but I don't know. We can...
I'm going to...
We're on the same wavelength.
So. Yeah, you can go ahead. I mean, if you cut her head off.
Yeah.
You want to stuff it?
Feed us potions?
Yeah, that's the thing. Do you want to use potions to get them up and moving? Or do you want her to go for help and be back in a couple of hours?
Both.
I mean, yeah, we'll go ahead and get them up.
Okay, so expend potions. So you potioning everybody up?
Yeah.
Okay, so all potions are gone, so go ahead and erase those.
You know your thing.
Take her head.
Yep, you got it.
Check the body. Anything on her?
I don't believe so. Let me double check. Corvus is at 5. He starts screaming bloody murder when he comes to.
Does he really have no eyes? We kind of concretely established
they've
that.
Been gouged out. Actually, they kind of look like they've been pecked out.
Oh, that's good.
She says,
I am pouring oil all over the body.
Which body?
The Baba Lasaga.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
And I'm going to torch it.
Flame.
Some marshmallows.
At which point, the woman actually says, hold on. She's like, here. And you see her sort of wander off. And all of a sudden, like, what is it? It's Kindness of Ravens, right?
No, it's a murder.
It's murder of crows.
Murder of crows.
No, it's what is it?
It's a kindness.
No, a
conspiracy.
Yeah,
conspiracy of ravens.
Oh. Well, it's a kindness then.
I don't know.
I thought it was a kindness. Anyway, you see
bald eagles.
You see a flock of ravens just fly into the air, and she turns and she says she was keeping them. They will go. They will let the rest of my group know.
She was holding these ravens?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you? And she sort of looks down at the monk. How would you like to proceed? They will let the order know, but I do think we should move as quickly as possible.
Absolutely. There's a chest in there that I want to get into. And then, yeah, we're out of here.
Unkindness.
Unkindness of ravens.
Cat anatomy.
Conspiracy is actually... There must be two versions, because conspiracy is one of them.
Well, I mean, the white-necked ravens are a conspiracy.
Only the ones that are painted white.
I died. No more jokes.
Would you like to investigate the treasure chest?
An unkindness or a conspiracy.
How many health points do you have?
Seven.
How many do you have?
Seven?
You guys
I have spells, though. I don't have any more third-level spells.
Oh, okay.
Which is the only one that I can cast Revivify with.
Okay. Well, you didn't say that earlier. You said you were out of spells.
He was out of spell slots capable of doing what he needed.
Well, okay.
Matter of fact, I'll channel divinity.
Cool. Pump everybody up.
How does that work again? Five times my cleric level is 30. We have three people below half. I can give 10 each.
Okay.
Matter of fact, I will do that twice.
Oh.
So 20.
Do it.
Do you have like mage hand or something that we can check this?
No.
I mean,
I'm not a f-ing mage, Troy.
Okay. I mean, it is called mage hand.
God. Dick. Perceive traps, I guess.
It's an investigation.
Oh no, he can.
Hey. You know what?
I do have
find traps.
Boom. What does find traps do?
If there's a trap within 120 feet of me in a radius, I know where it is.
Is it mechanical and magical?
Yes.
Hey, guess what? There's a trap on that chest.
Is it mechanical or magical?
It is magical.
I know the nature of it. What's it going to do?
It is a glyph of warding.
Explodes?
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
Similar to the thing on the door?
Yes. Yeah. The exact same thing, I believe, actually.
Throw somebody's dead body into it.
I legitimately said that without thinking, too. That was not meant to be.
Throw her head at it.
It was not meant to be like a rag on you. It will trigger when the chest is opened. So you either have to disarm it somehow, or unless you can animate somebody to open it, somebody's going to eat it.
Tell Corvus to open it. His life's over.
Okay, so what are we doing with the chest?
Taking it with us?
We can do that.
And then I can dispel it later.
Okay.
I just can't do it right now.
So do we need to wrap it up then? So it doesn't fly open?
I would say that's fair. You can take it.
Okay.
You can walk with it. Okay. There's one last thing that we need to do before we conclude this evening.
Is there anything else of note in this hut?
Oh, let's see. So there are some soiled ropes, some various spell components, the bathtub.
Some gin.
No, there's blood.
She was doing a wife of bats.
Oh, right.
No, that's it. Okay. That's all you find.
Any useful spell components?
It just says random spell components, okay. So I'm going to assume they're all mundane. So
they're all diamonds. Take them.
They're not all diamonds.
Damn it.
Okay. She didn't have any of those types of spells.
Yeah, so, we'll just take the chest then.
Okay. That's fair.
Like you also want to take my shit?
No. Well,
we're taking you.
Yeah.
Take my body?
Yeah.
That's gross.
That was the next thing I was going to do. Well, are you taking the body?
Yes. Yeah,
wrap you up in a blanket, a couple blankets. Okay.
So for the moment, keep everything on you, Matt, and then I'll dole out XP to everybody, so keep track of your XP as well.
Okay.
They can true resurrect you, theoretically, if you can find somebody to do it. I don't know who the f*** is going to do it in Barovia, but...
Yeah, we killed the the guy who probably could have done it. The abbot?
Actually, I'm about 95% sure the abbot could have done it.
What about the mad mage?
Mages don't do that.
Yeah. Or the mad wizard or whatever. I don't know. Phone out there, okay?
Yeah, no, no.
Okay, are you guys ready for the big part, though?
Sure.
Okay, what? So we will assume that... Are you setting out, or are you staying the night? Are you moving off
in the woods? No, we're getting the out.
Yeah. Okay.
Wherever she wanted us to go, let's see.
After you pack everything up, suddenly there are ravens start pouring out of everywhere, and there are people you've seen before, there are people you've not seen before, they're lighting lanterns, they're getting torches, they're putting together a skid, they're helping Corvus, and they even offer, if you want, they'll help you carry the muck.
Yeah, all help is welcome.
They understand the significance of this, and they are taking a funeral procession back to, where do you want to go?
Could go to take Corvus let's back to his
winery.
Brother.
Yeah, let's go to the winery, you gotta get Corvus...
I guess, yeah. Well, yeah. Sure.
Okay, so we will dole out XP. Matt, keep track of your portion of this. But if you don't have to jet off, I do have a question.
Only for him?
Yes.
We're going to role play the ascension of my soul and then the recycling into a baby somewhere in Barovia.
Oh, no. No, no. You're in the procession of the dead.
Well... These are all valid options. Okay.
You want to tell the audience what your note said?
Oh, okay. I wrote on a piece of paper, to whom it may concern. This was when, if they were going through my stuff, they would find this note. And it just says, please donate my body to science. Because that was...
Do you have an inspiration?
No.
Please have an inspiration.
Can I redo my f***ing death saving throw?
Getting that one hurt.
That hurt. What hurt more was 10 rounds later learning you can gift an inspiration. That hurt.
You got the old finger of death. I was only going to use it on whoever hit her the hardest, and that flying kick and double punch really pissed her off.
Yeah, well.
Although on the bright side, I must say
that... Not the worst fingering in my life.
I must say, though, that you soaking that damage prevented me from putting it on... Troy, yeah. And Troy was able to hit more stuff. Anyway, so this is less a Cody has an idea. I figured I would drop somebody. I didn't know who it would be. Mm-hmm. It's more a question of what do you want to do? Because I assume you've been thinking about it for a little while.
Think about what?
What do you want to do next? Who do you want to play? What do you want to play?
You said. Yeah. I haven't been thinking about it. You said, no, there's no more coming backs.
Well, yes and no. I'm not going to wipe the party and then be like, we never got to Castle Ravenloft. It's been a childhood dream of mine to get to Castle Ravenloft. So if I f*** you all, we can't get to Castle Ravenloft. So the real question is, are you done playing the monk?
I mean, he's dead.
He is.
Yeah, I'm done playing the monk.
Are you done playing the monk? The monk is dead. Assume that you had a choice. You had a choice of playing the monk or something else. Which would you rather play?
I don't know. Something else is a little vague.
I mean, at that point, that's just a question of what you want to play. Like, if you're like, I don't want to be a monk anymore, I want to be a wizard. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. Do you want to create a new character, or are you interested in playing the monk?
I have thus far enjoyed playing the monk, but I don't have an attachment.
Well, right, that's why I'm asking
like,
you.
Narratively, he is dead. I'm okay with him being dead.
Sure, he is dead.
So...
Ravenloft is not normal. Ravenloft plays by different rules. That's if we were playing in Faerun, I'd say, Matt, he's dead and he's gone. Ravenloft has fun extra things.
Okay.
So, you felt pain. The monk felt pain. And the monk was sort of intrigued by it because he felt himself get cold. And something in the back of his mind made him aware of what was happening and where he was going. And he feels himself... subconsciously rise out of himself. There's no physical presence to this. It's just all sensation and emotion. And there's a moment where anger and revenge passes through his mind, but that's not quite who he was. So that flows past him. And then as he continues to rise, he gets a sense of this place of meditation, this mm-hmm. place of peace, this place of everything that he's ever studied. And he realizes with ease he can go to that place, if that's what he wants. But as he goes, heads in that direction, almost literally a voice. It's not quite conversation. It's emotion. It's beyond conversation. There are words, but there's also emotion. And something or some things call out to the monk. Are you done with this place?
No.
What is it that you are leaving unfinished?
I have to know what makes him.
What if we told you that we made him?
Who are you?
We are something else. We're something you cannot comprehend without a lifetime of study. A dozen lifetimes of study. Even Strahd is barely aware of us. We offer gifts. You can come back. Finally discover what makes him tick.
Would I come back like him?
You would come back changed. Is that what you mean? Do you want to be him?
Gods, no.
Who do you want to be? We can offer it to you. All you have to do is ask.
I want to understand the most that I can of the physical, the metaphysical, and how it relates to death.
Death is special within these walls. Studying death here is different. It's more of an art. We can show you, if you wish.
He is undoubtedly evil, and I believe that choosing a side between good and evil taints knowledge attained.
Perhaps.
Would I remain as I am now, in my essence of being?
Nothing is stationary.
Would I have the choice to remain as I am in my essence of being?
I suppose that depends on what you do with any gift. Change is inevitable. You were born, you grew up, you died, and you get the sense that they indicate this barrier beyond which the afterlife is. There is no change left for you, not in that direction. Seeking of knowledge, perhaps, probably not. That is for the realm of the living, which you are departing even as we speak. Will you change? Of course. Will you have control over that change? It's truly up to you, isn't it?
Well, then I say that my body was just a vessel for the acquisition of knowledge. And if I can continue my quest, then I say have at me.
So you accept our gift, then? We will return you so you can continue your studies.
But I won't be returned as... I won't feed on the lives of others, will I?
Not unless that is part of your study.
All right. Do it.
And you feel pain and blackness. It's the first pain you've felt in what feels like eons. And you open your eyes. And that's about as far as I can go, because I got to figure out how you open your eyes and what is happening next. Because you've made a choice.
Okay.
And there are consequences of that choice.
I'm sure there are.
Our title track, Nocturne, provided by Sleep for the Weary off their new album, Nocturnes. To find out more about Sleep for the Weary, check them out on iTunes, SoundCloud, Facebook, and at sleepfortheweary.com. Join in the brothel conversation on Facebook. Questions, comments, and suggestions can be sent to betweentwocrits@gmail.com. Like what you heard? Subscribe, share with your friends, and leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes.